Or at least Custom Mother Works. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, my name is Walter. I'm calling from the Opinion Research on behalf of, which is our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning which is the problems facing our nation and local communities.
Sure.
I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you like for a donation. Am I speaking with Paul?
You're speaking with his grandson, Steve.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
He's sitting right here next to me.
Okay.
To start,
how many years have you worked in the Manzer industry?
He worked 45 or 50 years?
Oh.
Bricklayer.
Right.
He's got a gold card, so 50 years.
Right. And what is it, which is your primary branch of the trade? For example, which is tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, cement mason.
Brick and block. Brick and light. Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Bricklayer.
Yeah, brick and block.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman? Don't know.
He's been retired for 25 years.
Right. So he was basically a finisher or helper?
No, he
or,
was
a foreman.
Finisher. Foreman.
Foreman? Okay.
Yeah.
One sec, please. Try to do something here real quick. Getting a little stuck. No, and yes or no, are you currently working at trade?
No, he's not. He's retired.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? He's retired, right?
Yes, he's been retired for 20 plus.
And yes or no, have you found which is necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past years? No. Okay.
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
He's doing a survey. What was that again?
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are, which is more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in, this time last year?
It's about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you,
I'm a laborer by trade.
No worries.
So,
and
yeah,
do you get the sense that there are, which is more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were the last year?
Around our area, it's about the same.
About the same. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economic and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployed than now? About the same or more unemployed than now?
It'll be about the same.
About the same? And now looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Hopefully better.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health and or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Well, I will read just a little list there, and you let me know. I have just unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, fouling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns, or any other? Or do you, or dust, you don't know?
Dust.
And yes or no, have you attended on a union meeting in the past 12 months? And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Yes.
In person.
In person.
And now for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. And I'll start with the union organizing. Is that a yes or no, or the no?
I haven't done any organizing. He hasn't done any organizing.
No? Okay.
About 2 years.
What? All right. And what about political canvassing? Is that a yes or no, or do not know?
Yes.
Yes. What about picketing? Picketing.
What's that?
Picketing?
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's P-I-C-K-E-T-I-N-G. Picketing.
Picketing. Picketing.
Yes.
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 It's been about 2 years.
About 2 years. And the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
No. Regularly.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. And I'll start with a print or online newspaper, local TV newspaper, friends and you and neighbors, the internet or social media, cable news and radio.
Cable news is a 1.
All right. What will be number 2? Print or online newspaper, local TV, news programming, friends.
Okay. Print.
What will be number 3? The internet or social media, radio, local TV, or newspapers?
Local news.
Local news, okay. And number 4, we have remaining, which is the newspapers, the internet or social media, and the radio.
Radio.
That'll be number 4. Number 5 will be social media or newspapers?
Social media.
Looks to be social media. It's the top 5. Wow. All right. What about print or online newspaper? That'll be number 6. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're about 50% complete. We're on set. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? We have CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, another news channel, or you do not know?
MSNBC.
MSNBC, okay. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, immigration, healthcare, foreign policy, the environment, jobs in the economy, support for labor unions, or something else? I do not know.
Support for local unions.
Support for labor unions?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, back support, which is the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? And how much?
Oh, yes.
Will you say you have seen, heard, or read just a little, some, or a lot? Or do not know?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing, which is wages, to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it's not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it? Do you think that's very important? Very important. Great. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party of the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat.
Pardon me?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, yeah, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and still Gannis over disputes regarding which is paid and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
UAW.
Okay.
No.
So that will be the United Auto Workers much more, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve, which is of the job of Joe Biden has done with each of the following.
Yes.
Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done on insert item? Is that strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove? I'll start with his job as president overall. Do you approve strongly? Somewhat?
Yes.
Approve strongly? Okay. What about immigration? Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove? Somewhat, disapprove strongly, or neither approve nor disapprove? No opinion, or you do not know with immigration?
Slightly approve.
Approve? Somewhat approve?
Yeah. Somewhat approved.
Great. And what about for foreign affairs? Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat?
Approve strongly.
Approve strongly. Okay. What about for the economy? What do you think about the economy? Do you approve strongly, somewhat?
Yes.
Or disapprove? Somewhat approve?
Yeah.
What about healthcare? Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove?
Yes. Approve strongly.
Approve strongly. And support for labor unions. Do you approve strongly? Approve somewhat?
Yes. Approve
strongly. Okay, perfect. Now we're about 70%, we're almost done. But and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling, which is its job? Is that strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove? Or neither approve?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly?
Strongly. Yeah.
All right. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
We always vote.
Almost certain. Okay.
Always vote.
Excellent. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive this information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no, or do not know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Will that be poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Great. And how could the union best improve its representation and service?
What was
Do
that?
You have an opinion?
No, they're doing a damn good job.
Good job. Okay. Alrighty, and what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Membership growth.
Membership growth. Okay, excellent. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Will you prefer mail, email, union meetings, job site, text messages? Correct. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four or more?
Okay. Sex of respondent, is that of male, female? Prefer not to say? Prefer to self-describe?
Male.
Thank you. And I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done. We're 90% complete, actually. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or a
Democrat?
Democrat. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Great. Now, just to make sure, we have just a representative sample. What is your race? Is that white Caucasian?
White.
All right. If I am strictly, for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Paul Agena.
Okay, perfect. This concludes which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Paul, thank you very much. My best wishes.
Yep.
Take care. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. On the call? So far, still counting. 9:52, 9:53 seconds.